Proclamation number 7755 of 25th of November, 1960. Doubts about the truth of the predictions. Even in you, who want to serve me, thoughts of doubt often arise when you are to proclaim the approaching end. You are certainly willing to believe, and the correlations are also obvious to you, so that you believe an end of this earth is possible. Yet you are not fully convinced of this because you are not yet able to cite a parallel for such an event, because no such event has yet been reported through tradition which resulted in the destruction of all creations on earth. And it must be that nothing of this kind is known to you, so that there is no compulsion of will in the last days, so that people can freely decide to which Lord they hand themselves over. And you, my servants, who want to work for me and my kingdom, you should only ever firmly adhere to my word. You should believe that my word is truth, and that I will by no means let you receive knowledge through the spirit which does not correspond to the truth. You should believe with complete conviction, and you can also do so if only you are willing not to spread error and thus appeal to me myself for protection from error. For then I will truly neither let you think nor speak erroneously. But you, in turn, will feel inwardly urged to pass on the predictions conveyed to you by me. You will feel it your duty to speak of them. And I myself will instruct you to speak what I myself would speak if I lived amongst people and could address them directly. Don't be afraid to speak untruths as long as you are willing to serve me, to be active as my servants in the vineyard of the Lord. For if it were an error you wanted to spread, you would most certainly feel a clear resistance within yourselves and keep silent. But I want people to know what awaits them and what events they are facing, for they should not remain unaware, they should have the opportunity to prepare themselves for it. But they will always hear the opposite from the worldly side, for the world is my adversary's kingdom, and my adversary always tries to influence people such that they expect earthly gain, earthly progress and earthly prosperity from the future, and don't remember their God and Creator. But I want them to disregard everything the world offers them and only think of their soul's salvation. And therefore you should present everything to them as transient. You should announce to them that everything will be taken away from them, and that they can even lose their physical life. That great earthly adversity awaits the more spiritual adversity in the kingdom of the beyond if they don't accept your proclamations as credible and adjust themselves to it. And therefore I constantly encourage you, my servants, to inform people of the predictions which I convey to earth through my spirit, because humanity is in great danger if it does not change before the end comes. I will admonish and warn all people to remember their souls and not to give up the soul's salvation for the sake of earthly goods. For everything will pass away when the time is fulfilled. And the soul will only possess what it has acquired in spiritual possessions. You humans still have a short time of grace where you can still acquire spiritual wealth, but the time will soon come to an end. Amen.